Welcome to the magnificent program, Dynamic Touch. I am Apostle Cindy Jarrett. This program is inspired by God to reach, touch, elevate, deliver, and bring joy and laughter to the people of God, and especially those that have not yet considered inviting Him into their hearts as Lord and Savior. As you listen to this program, please open your hearts and minds to begin this walk with us here at New Birth Agape Fellowship, asking God to give us His dynamic touch.
Let's go into the word. Let's go. Father, in the name of your son, Yeshua, I come before you, who we call Jesus the Christ, and we give you glory, and we give you honor and praise that is due unto you. You teach this, preach this, I decree, God, I am nothing. You are everything. Hallelujah. Take complete control of your word. Hallelujah. Let the people hear, obey, rejoice, and be glad in your word, in Yeshua's name, who we call Jesus the Christ in English. Amen. So Isaiah chapter 40, 29 to 31, the three verses that God have me to share today. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. So Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. It says even here, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the men shall surely utterly fall. But they that wait on God, He shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. I feel God. Somebody say, mount me up. Come on, somebody say, mount me up. Not muck me up. Mount me up. You damn muck up. You need to be mounted. Somebody say, mount me up. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall. Somebody say shall. Shall is an assurity word. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk. That's plenty shall there. That is for sure. Tell somebody, just happened to me for sure. They shall run, not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. You may be seated. I gotta go. I want somebody to put me on the clock. Amen. Clock me today. You know, I never asked for a clock, but today I won't be clocked in. Amen. The day and the moment we are born, we need to understand something. Tell your neighbor, I need you to work with me today. Amen. We need to understand that from the day you were born, we hated a word. Tell your neighbor, it's a word I hate. It is a word that we do not seem to understand. It is a word that suggests I got to have some patience. Nobody want to talk to me. I fear God. Nobody want to talk to me. It's a word that seems to tell me, relax myself. Tell your neighbor, man, just relax yourself. Mm-hmm. Some people might say, I've been relaxing for a long time. God, I am tired of what? Waiting. Wait, what? It's like, wait. When you say wait, the person says what? I'm going to say wait. I want you to say what? Wait. I want to do that again. I'm going to say wait. I want you to shout what? Wait. What? When we started ministry some almost 14 years ago, 14 years ago next month. God said to me, there was a song that seemed to never stop playing in the church. A whole year plus. I said, God, what do you do? I don't mind. Can I tell the person that speak fruit in here today, Lord, I'm mine. See, we can be all, I'm Lord, I'm saved, but I'm mine. Lord, I'm shouting, but I'm mine. Lord, I'm mine. Because I'm tired of waiting. This for anybody today? The word wait, for you who are in school, been in school, have children, go to school. And even if none of them apply to you, guess what? You already there. Somebody say you right. Because as long as you ain't have everything you want, you there. Ask your neighbor, are you waiting? Come on, be gentle with it, because some of them might snap on you right now. They might be like, huh, girl, you better don't talk to me in this church. This ain't the word I come for today. I come for that next word, Pastor. You ain't preached last week. I come for that one there. That's the one I want. You know, that one you were singing, oh, victory, and gee, I want that one there. I ain't into this one today. But Lord, let me hear what you got to say. Somebody say, okay, let me hear what you got to say. Come on, let's be honest. Lord, let me hear what you, because that means you settling your spirit to receive something from God. Somebody say, yeah. Turn to somebody and say, just relax yourself. Come on, you got to help them. Some people you got to touch. They ain't going to fight you in here. I'll start shakalaking at them right now. They better don't do it. Touch somebody and say, just relax yourself. And then you tell yourself, okay. The word wait means to be patient. The word wait means to pause. The word wait means to stop. But there's some good stuff with the word wait too. Come on here, so y'all need to go a little further. The word wait means to rest. Yeah, you like that one, huh? Yeah, I know. We're going to talk in here today. The word wait also means to hold on. Tell your name, just hold on. The word wait also means to anticipate. See there, I got some good stuff about waiting. Huh? What if God say no? No, that's good for you, but ain't everybody going to say that. If God say no, which one you rather, wait or no? Wait, see there? Come on, somebody say, yeah. And that's good? And that's good? We could take a wait over a no. God might say, never. You will never have that. My God, I'm about to die. Put me on the position to wait. At least I can anticipate. Because if he wanted to say no, he is God. He can just say no. Somebody say, so I will wait. I rest myself. Somebody say, praise the Lord. We became a society that are anxious. Anybody on ease? Unease is the word. You can't wait to get what you can't wait to get. I want it now. We're living in a society where everything is worry. Any worries in the house? ain't talking about war, the warriors. That's another message. I'm talking about the warriors. The fearful. Come on here. Nobody want to talk to me. The ones who are troubled with thoughts. Hallelujah. Those who are in distress. Fretful. Nobody want to talk to me. I'm talking to somebody. I'm a preacher anyway. I love my job. Y'all don't like your job? I'm sorry. I love my job. Amen. God says, we are in a society of anxiousness. So what is happening to me is my whole society is in the atmosphere that if I don't have such a thing at such a time. I remember, let me help some of my young women today. Those who listening in Africa and listening in the Bahamas and where else all over the place listening. Yeah. Because if I keep calling names, another country might give me an email. Say, y'all ain't call us. Yeah, BVI. Yeah, okay. All of y'all, God bless you. Somebody just say, bless them, Lord. So we're living in a society that is everything is like it's running. Our time is running out. When we were younger, thank you, Jesus. If you didn't get married by 25, something must be wrong with you. Nobody. Come on, somebody say yeah. Because you should have then make up your mind by 25. Have some chilling. Have a house, a car, some businesses. Come on here. What you waiting on? God. Because that fruitcake ain't baked good enough for me to eat. Nobody want to say yeah? I say a fruitcake. Because you know some of you date some fruity people. The cake ain't baked good enough. Somebody say praise the Lord. Y'all ready? So last week we sang a song. You don't have to worry. And this week you still worrying. I see the same people who sang the song last week still say, yeah, I still got worry. Come on here. Amen. So how could you have weight and anxiety all at the same time? How my future going to be? What going to happen to me? What going to happen next? And God says, he says, hallelujah. This is a word that we must come to terms with. The Bible says that a year, a day is as 1,000 years. Can I get that? Somebody shout that back to me. A day. It's as 1,000 years. Okay. So if a day is as 1,000 years, are you even old enough to be a day old? What mathematic that is. Would you let your one-day-old child marry anybody? So you might be run, give and take, 30 seconds, years old. I have somebody today say, yeah. Come on here. Because God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Amen. Stop beating yourself down because you do not live up to man's and woman's expectation of you. It's okay to wait. Yeah. It's okay. Some of y'all need to just touch yourself and say, it's okay. Most people will get married just for X. Often didn't learn how to be mature enough for the rest past X. Y. See? Nobody want to hear me? Come on here, come on here. Come on here, come on here. I lent someone my car and they literally almost destroyed it. Not by accident, because they didn't understand oil needs to go in it. That's how immature we are. Nobody want to talk to me. Yeah! You just jump in it and drive. I'm driving. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, that's okay. Driving. Engine about to explode. Driving. Isn't that like some of us? Somebody say yeah. Yeah. Isn't that like some of us? Yeah. We think we are all prepared and ready while God is just saying, rest yourself. For my young people who want to know, oh, what school I'm going in and all that, man, rest yourself. I feel that to my soul. Don't go, y'all ain't nobody say amen to that. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I need a choir right now. Amen. Huh? I want to get married. I want to get married now. I want to be in my dress. I want to wear my ring. Sometimes I don't even wear this ring. My husband's up to me. I see you wear your ring in the eye. Wear my ring. I want to dress up. I want to pay. Tell your neighbor, chill out. Just chill out, man. Chill la out. Oh? I say, chill out. Somebody said, yeah, boy, this word's sign, huh? My son back there, you all right? Huh? Yeah. Somebody said, I'm chilling. I got to finish with the word. I promised it for a few minutes, right? So that song was, you don't have to worry, don't you be afraid. Joy come in the morning, troubles day don't last always. See, because the problem I realize is that when you don't deal with trouble the right way, whatever you take, trouble gonna follow you. So your waiting is to get the troubles ironed out, and it got to be hot enough to iron it out. Because you plenty to deal with all by yourself. Lord Jesus, the church ain't talking to me today. But I don't care. I love my job. Yeah, talk. Talk to me. This one of them church you talk to. You talk to me. Let me know you ain't feeling it down there too hot. And if it's hot, that's an iron. Because iron seems to smooth some stuff. I don't want iron my clothes on a cold iron. Hotness got to be the mark. Ooh, glory be to God. So some of you waiting and you're feeling hot. Yeah, I feel somebody say that with me. I gotta go. But we never seem to get it right with weight. We get it right with prosperity. We get it right to say, I'm saved. We get it right to speak in tongue and then speak out of tongue. We get it right with spending money, getting jobs, getting woman. But by Charlie, that word is one you want to skip from one generation to the next. I say a generation. Verse 29 says, he giveth power to the faint. Hallelujah. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Waiting on God is so your strength can increase. Anybody in this room feel like they could be a little faint and you need some more strength? So if you need strength, how can you carry you, the child, the man, the mama, and the drama? That's plenty. Nobody want to say amen? Nobody want to talk to me? But I want it and I want it. But you ain't got no strength. But you want it, and you want it, because I don't want to wait. But the Bible says when you wait, your strength will be increased. Somebody need to write that down. My strength is increasing while I'm waiting, because God didn't say no. He said, wait. I love this. While he turned that mix of fruitcake into a solid cool cake. Huh? You cut a cake while it's hot, it falls, don't it? You trying to cut a hot cake. Huh? And the fruit in it ain't cooked good. You ever had a dumb cake? Some of y'all won't be in a relationship and go on situations that are dumb. Man, I talk in the... I mean, Pastor, preach. Okay, I can preach. Thank you. I ain't need none of y'all to help me preach. I'm going to preach. Pastor, preach. Because everybody can tell, 90% of y'all don't want to hear. Wait. Come on, touch yourself. Wait. Whew. Make sure you can feel yourself. Jesus, slap yourself. Some of y'all need to slap you in the backside. Yeah? The Bible says, and I gotta go, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. I'm watching a society of young men falling because they do not want to wait. They believe that God is not existing and they could run after these things. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be a part of a gang because I need to get it and get it now because I don't want to wait. So now, you think that word was good enough for them. Because that ain't me, Pastor. I ain't in no gang. And I know you. But it's the same message, isn't it? If you go into a mortgage and you don't know how to pay your rent, you're going to lose your house. If you have a child because you want to keep a man, you're going to lose him because that child is for you forever. You're going to have to wake up, feed it. When you're sick, it still needs to eat. Whoa! Some young people are doing nonsense because they do not want to wait. Somebody say, you speaking to me? And not only me, them too. Yeah. Let's spread that all over the place. Amen? You don't want to hear wait, but wait means just stand still. Like you would tell your child, wait right there. Huh? Are you wicked to your own child? Are you wicked to your own loved ones? If you tell them wait, it's because you're going to return with the problem fixed. I got, when you hungry, you ever see children hungry? The pot's smelling good. Amen. And you cooking and they, I want some of that. Man, give me that just like that. Half cooked raw, but you ain't stupid because you know if you give them raw curry food, it gonna make them sick. Uncooked curry makes you sick. But they so interesting. They want it now. That's like us and God. Let the church say praise the Lord. Let the church say, I can wait, Lord. Because, yeah, I getting older. But Sarah waited till she was old. I don't know how she did that, but boy. God had to increase her strength. See there? Sarah was able to get the blessing, but God had to increase her strength. Oh. God is increasing your strength. Tell your neighbor, God is increasing your strength. When you are waiting, it's like when you became pregnant and you're in your mother's womb. If that baby is born out of turn, out of time, the neck ain't connected. The arm separated from the body. The feet in the toes are backward. Come on here. Nobody want to talk to me? So the child is now underdeveloped. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say yeah. God don't want his children underdeveloped. Hallelujah. He wants you mature. And so while he's maturing you, he just asks you to relax, to wait. But you think waiting is crucifixion. He put you on a cross and he nailing you there. Somebody say, I got you, Pastor. So while you're being developed, your neck is being strong enough to carry some of y'all got big head. I got little legs, but my legs is strong enough to carry this solid body. Somebody say, yeah. Nobody want to talk to me? Huh? So what God is doing, God is allowing you to be solid because you don't know what befall you. So whatever comes your way, you are mature enough, you're strong enough, you're strengthened enough in order to make it through. Tell somebody, I'm waiting on God. I gotta go. There are benefits in waiting. Tell your neighbor, I didn't know that. Everybody like benefits, but nobody like waiting. God wants to bless your life with some benefits. And it ain't money. Because money is paper. As a matter of fact, you go to some countries now, money is plastic. But you would do anything for plastic. But you won't do anything for the benefits that will to come in your life. So the benefits to waiting, somebody, I want you to declare, I'm going to get new strength. Renewed. What is renewed? Restore. I'm going to get, hallelujah, refurbish. Amen. I am going to get, hallelujah, refit. I'm going to fit it. You're going to be fit good. As a matter of fact, I love what it says. I'm going to get recoded. Some of your mind is so nasty that you got to get your mind recoded. Some of you think so low of yourself that you got to get your mind recoded. Let somebody say, praise the Lord. Y'all ain't gotta like me. That's your business. I'm gonna preach anyway. Waiting on the Lord rebuilds you. Do you know where my phone at? Amen. Or too far? Okay. Give me your phone, honey. Quickly. This iPhone, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you know if the sinisters rebrand, remake these for you? Why God can't rebrand, remake you for the world? So Somebody say, you remaking me. But you don't want to hear, wait. Because you're too interested in knowing what God doing while you wait. He is rebranding your life. Yeah. He's updating the code in your head. He's giving you more self-esteem about your life. Nobody wants to say, yeah. The creator is doing something to the creation. Huh? God don't do nothing halfway. Why you want him give you away halfway? They don't even send the phone out less it fix. Come on here, nobody want to talk to me. Who won't go get one new iPhone and the phone dysfunctional? Huh? What? I spend 1,000 something for this phone and the phone go. That's how some of you want to live. Wow. Somebody say, I got this, man. Is behind. Why you think you're just waiting? Isn't that some good? God got you relaxing. While he there brushing off all the shame and the heartaches and the pain and all the mess people can do to you, he is rebranding you so your mind will not carry those stuff, so you will not feel low about yourself, so you can fix up yourself, so he can make sure when you walk, you're not walking with your neck kink, with all the hurts, you're walking brand new. Somebody says, all right away.
Wasn't that uplifting, refreshing, and dynamic? If you've missed today's message, hey, listen again on Radio Turks and Caicos, Wednesday night, or on our various podcasts, Apostle Cindy Jarrett, even on Amazon, or on YouTube and Twitter. You can contact us and email us on apostlecindyjarrett@gmail.com. Join Dynamic Touch. I guarantee you, you'll be more than blessed.